So the Gemara is going through all the different mazikin that we have over here. Why you're telling Rabbi Ishia, the Mishnah, Rabbi Ishia, Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia mentions these three things called metame, medame, menaseh. And we speak about them. We ask a question that why doesn't Rabbi Ishia mention? Says the Gemara, maybe it's because Hezek Shein Anikar, and he holds Hezek Shein Anikar Lav Shmei Hezek, and it's only Knasa, Knasa Loikom Ari, and he's not talking about Knas. That's the Gemara suggests. So what's the getter of Hezek Shein Anikar? Yesterday I heard over that Rabbi Yehuda said Dvarim Nifloim B'Yoyser, they've been pshatim in the different shitas. But the Vaila, my kash is as follows. This is, I think, a kasha. Someone asked this when we started the sugya. If it's you, you could just raise your voice. We asked the question as follows. I wanted to make a chiddush. It's my own chiddush. I didn't see it anywhere. That even though the Rambam holds nezek is knas, concerning our sugya, we're going to call it mamain. I have a raya, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Ishi is not talking about knasa, and he mentions nezek. So how can the Gemara say, if he's not talking about knasa, he mentions nezek? He said, concerning our sugya, it's called mamain. And we explained because maybe the fact that you're chayiv is a knas. But once we're mechayiv you, that it's going to be totally on the shavius of the hezek, that's already considered like a tashlum. It's considered like a tashlum, therefore it belongs to our mission, even though it's a form of knas. That's what I had wanted to suggest. And I wanted to repeat that again, because Rabbi Chanan asked Akasha, that according to the Mandama that holds, that tam, shechovel, ba'adum, is chayiv nesek shalom, it's still knasa. Even if you're chayv nezek shalom, it's still knasa, asks Rabbi Chanan. So he wanted to say, it's a knas, aber lemaisa, it's filling up whatever hefsid you did. Therefore, it's also called a tashlum for our purposes. So therefore, it's going to be belong in our brais. So then we get to metame medame menasech. Someone asked me this question. Metame medame menasech, also, you're paying for the hefsid. So even if you say it's a knas, but l'choyre, it's a knas that's paying for the hefzid. So concerning our discussion, it should be considered memoina. Is there anyone here that remembers asking this question? Tully, was it you asked the question? Maybe it was Tully asked this question. In other words, in my hagdara of what's mamon and knas, why isn't metame, medame, menasech included in something that would be called mamon, even though it's only a din d'rabanan, it's knas and d'rabanan, over the knas is to pay whatever the hefzid is. What? It's not a set price, matame damenasech. It's how much damage you cause through matame, how much damage you cause through medame or through menasech. It's not a set price. So I'd like to answer perhaps as follows. Yeah, what?
What's the reason for the
curse? Kadesh lo yehelech matame. Maybe, yeah, okay. I want to say a little bit more than that. Even a little bit more. Because maybe mitzad that, the rabbanan see as a hezek. Maybe just a kchot vaitu. The Talmud Arashbi here brings the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, what happens if a person is metame and then he dies? Or he's medame and he dies. So does the knas go over to the children? Halacha is the knas doesn't go over to the children. The children don't have to be the knas. Now, if a person causes nezek, the Rambam holds it's knas. What happens if a person causes nezek and then he dies? Avada, the children have to pay. Because now, avada, the children have to pay. This is knas d'oraisa and knas d'rabbanan. The Gemara over there says, this knas that we're doing is not knas amemoina, it's a knas agavra. What does that mean? That means that we're be'etzem not saying that you have to fulfill it, that you owe him the money. We're consigning you pure knas. By nezek, the pshat is, you really shouldn't have to pay. We're making you pay the hefsid. So now the payment is, you owe him the hefsid. You don't pay, your kids pay. Because now you have to be mamalis hefsid. It's a tashlum on the hezek. But by metame medame menasech, over there it's a pure knas midrabanu. What does that mean? We're fine. Grata, the fine happens to be exactly the amount of loss you caused him. But we're not telling you you have to fulfill his loss. Because if he dies, then all of a sudden they're butter. Why? Because it's a pure knas. It's a straight up fine. A knas is a knas. But knas alokamayri. In the case of Nezek, the gedder of the Knas D'oraisa is, once we're mechayev you, now you have to fulfill his, whatever his hefsid was, you have to pay back his hefsid. And if you don't pay, now your kids have to pay, because now you have a chiyev, just like all other Nezek. Masha'inki medame medame menasech. Over there, it's a stomach fine. Happens to be, it's the same amount as what the hefzer was, but that's not the gedder of the chiyuv bechlal. The haraya, if he dies, he's potter. It's not chal on his nechasim, nothing. It's a pure fine. The chorid is the pshat. Akoponim. So the Gemara says, what about according to the Manda Amar that says?
How does that work with Rashi's pshat? Rashi said that has yeshem and specific.
It's Yoisha Mash Ezek, you are Mazik.
Yeah, but how are we making the difference between Nezek and Matamadam
and Nasek? Tim Rashi. Tim Rashi
sounded like
they fall under the same category. Yeah, in a Hanami. But Etzem, it's a Knas. Even Nezek is a Knas. But we said Klape our Sugya of whether or not we're going to consider it or not. It was saying that a Kama is where Machshavit a Hefsit. So therefore it's going to be considered a Mamayna. We're saying that Rambam says Nezek is Knas. It is knas, but it's not a full knas because it only has one nekuda of knas. Akoponim, there are the shonis in Rashi which are somewhat problematic. Akoponim, what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara. So the Manda Amar says the Gemara. Ule Rab Chia. Hezek shein a nikar loy shme hezek di shme hezek katana lein hezek. According to Rab Chia, that says. That does write it as his list, so he must hold Ezek Shein and Ezek is Loish Me'ezek, or else why is he writing it? It was already included in Ezek. So the Gemara, no. There's two things. There's Hezeka de Minkara and Hezeka de Loi Minkara. Two different types of Hezek. I have a little bit of problem with this Gemara. We're saying right now, Abchiyah holds Hezek Shein and Ezek, Ezek Shein and Iker, Shmei Hezek, and your Chayef. So why is he writing it again in his list? Because we wanted to differentiate between Hezek that's Minkara and Hezek that's not Minkara. Now, if you hold Hezek She'en and Nikar Shmei Hezek, is there any difference between Hezek the Minkara and Hezek the Lo Minkara? Is there a difference between them in their Hezek?
No, they're both Hezek.
If they're both Hezek, so then what's the Chiluk Bechlal? In other words, is there a substantial chiluk between Hezeka de Minkara and Hezeka de Lo Minkara? I'll explain to you my question. The Birkas Avraham, the Birkas Yankov that we mentioned on Sunday, says when the Gemara is mechalek trei gavnei shor or trei gavnei adam, the Gemara is making chilukim that are mashmoyis. There has to be a significant chiluk between the two of them. Is there a significant chiluk between Hezekiah de Minkara and Hezekiah de Lo Minkara that we say, this one we're talking about, this one we're not talking about? What's the difference? If you hold Hezek Shein and Nikar Shmei Hezek, it's the same thing. We don't care if it's Minkara or not Minkara. Why? If you say, B'knas Lo Kamari, that I hear, B'knas Lo Kamari, it's a different sort tashlum, it's a different thing. Niske Mamai, Niske Gufai, it's a different thing. Those are their differences. But if you hold Hezek Shein and Nikar Shmei Hezek, is there a difference between Ezeka de Minkara and Ezeka de Loi Minkara? So why don't you just say, we're only talking about things that rhyme. We're only talking about things that start with the letter A. We're only talking about Mazikim that happened on two... What's the significance of Ezeka de Minkara and Ezeka de Loi Minkara? I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Maybe the Gemara is just saying, we're certain things that we were interested in talking about. This is our list. We're talking about a list of Minkara. Loi Minkara, we're not interested in being busy with. I don't know.
Do we have a difference between things that came into your hand, b'day Asura or b'day Atera?
So we have to go through all of them. There we try to define that there's a difference in the geder of the mazik. It's a shvachar maisik zela, because it was us of the day b'yisura, b'atera. It's a weaker maisik, even though you're chai for that also, but it's a weaker maisik zela.
Over here, so you have hezek that's not nicker, you could say it's like a weaker hezek.
Maybe. In a chalami, maybe that's
it. What do you mean? We wrote nezek. Nezek's the same as.
Right.
It's goofa probably the Gemara's having.
And is the Gemara's maskon is that hezek shen and ninkara is taka, it's a shvacher sort hezek. And it's taka, and you're chayv anyway, even on the shvacher and hezek.
But didn't you say not a specific case of like someone chopping someone's arm off or something like that?
You're talking about when we said nezek. Over in the Mishnah. That's Nezek Tzari Peshavas and Boishas, you mean? These are permanent Nezeks. Anyway. Tzami Damanas is all permanent.
If you could find a way to...
I'll kofon him.
Unmix up in the boundaries.
If you could, then you wouldn't be chayef.
Yeah.
If you could, it wouldn't be Madame.
I'll upon him.
One guy that's an expert.
Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to do something that I don't usually do. I'd like to say a different pshat than what we said last time, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos before, not like the Birkas Yankov. Perhaps a different pshat, which is going to be an also future in the sugya. We had Rashi says that Tavir Rabbi Kiva Legzize means that now, according to the Gemara said that Rabbi Kiva holds that Tam pays Nezek Shalem. Rashi says, yeah, but it pays me Gufay. It pays me Gufay. Even though it's Nezek Shalem, but it pays me Gufay. So you saw Rabbi Nochanan said that means he was Chayzer, it doesn't pay Nezek Shalem, but Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi says, even though it's Nezek Shalem, but it pays me Gufay. So he says, so what's the problem? There are times when you are going to pay Nezek Shalem. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So I saw brought down, Rav Osher brought a dachsa from Rav Nochem. He brought a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Lav Vavah Meralf, the following case. What happens if a person is mazik, a short time is mazik, and then the short time gets lost? He loses the short time. What's the din? It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what the din is. And Daf Lav and Vav and Aleph. Rashi says you have to pay me Mamoina. And Tosfos says you're Pater. What's the Bir Machlokes Rashi? You lost the show. What's the Bir Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Zok Rav Nochem as follows. According to Tosfos, what's the gedder of paying me Gufay? What's the gedder of paying me? According to Tosfos, the gedder of paying me Gufay.
Oh, it's own
thing. That what?
Own thing.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's not connected to Tom or Chatzim.
Yeah, but I'm okay. Now that you're paying me Gufay, Tosfos is saying if you lose the shore, you're putter. Okay, you lose the shore. It's a chiyuv ki'ilu on the shore. The machayev is limited to the shore is gone. The chiyuv is gone. You're limited to the shore. How much does the shore have to pay? Migufoy. So if it's chatzi nezek, chatzi nezek. If it's nezek shalem, what happens if the shore doesn't have nezek shalem? It pays what it has. The gender of migufoy is that it's kiilu the shore is chayef. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, if you lose the shore, you have to pay me mamaynoi. So what's the gender of paying migufoy according to Rashi? You lose the shore, you pay me mamaynoi. So is the shore what's chayef? So what's the idea of migufay? It's a cap. It's a cap on how much you have to pay. So let's say you only have the migufay is only up to $70 and Nezek Shalom is $100. How much you have to pay? How much you have to pay? $70. And if you lose the shor, how much do you pay? $70. So what is the din migufay tell me? I'm not chayiv nezek shalem. It's not a real nezek shalem because sometimes only $70. Why only $70? According to Tosfos, I'm chayiv nezek shalem. It's just the goof doesn't have $100. The goof only has $70. But be'etzem, I'm still chayiv 100. Tosfos says, what difference does it make? Mi gufay, not mi gufay. How does that change nezek shalem? It's still nezek shalem.
You have to pay $70 or $100 if it got lost.
According to Tosfos, you're putter if it gets lost.
According to Rashi,
you're going to be chayv 70. According to Rashi, you're potter because all you have to pay is from the shor. According to Rashi, the whole din of migufay is just telling us that it's a limit on how much you have to pay. In other words, if migufay is less than nezek shalem, you're not chayv nezek shalem. You're not chayv nezek shalem. So is a tam that's chavol ba'adam chayv nezek shalem? No. Maybe. Maybe not. Not really. It's not nezek shalem. So therefore, Rashi says that, according to Rashi, that's enough to say that it's Tavri Rabbi Kiva Legzise. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, does Tam ever pay Mamon? Does Tam ever pay from his...
No.
We'll see that Tosfos again, Lashitasai, soon, Bez
Hashem. So what, why is it only paying 70 if Rashi will pay Mamon?
What?
Why are you only paying 70?
Because the din of migufay is that that's capping my chiv. Even when you pay mamayna, it's capping your chiv. It caps your chiv. It's not the pshat you have to pay from the guf. It says you only chayv as much as the guf is. theory, you could say this machlokes is totally shitasim, and if it's the mamon amazik or the pshi in the shmirah, it's the mamon amazik, the chiv is in the mamon. We spoke about migufa is in the mamon. We spoke about toisvus. We did toisvus about this migufa is a chiv, and right, we did this in toisvus. And if beis amid beis, chiv is in the gufa. Al kolponim, what does the Gemara say? Vayter says the Gemara. Bishlama latana di don tana minyana limuti derab oishia. I understand our Tana is minyan is coming la fuke rabbeishia, arba 4 and not 13. Rabbeishia Tana minyan limuti rabbechia, and rabbeishia's Tana is coming limuti rabbechia. To say not like rabbechia, ela minyana derabbechia limuti mai. What's his minyan coming limuti? Now hold on a second, Rabbi Yisrael. Our Tana, does our Tana hold that all of the mazikim or Rabbi Yisrael are chayiv?
Sure.
So what does it mean, minyan is coming limu'ute?
Means that we're not including it in this list.
Why are we not including it in this list?
Whatever we're trying to do.
Why are we not including it in this list?
Because they don't have told us.
Over there, I'm good. Tana bar Mishnah, I understand very well why it's coming limu'ute. Listen, these are real avos. You guys, you're fakers. You're not real avos.
Well,
I understand that. That's what the Gemara means.
The Gemara said that the reason was because it's Adam the Azik.
Over here, I'm saying over here. Tana lemute. Lemute is lemute. Coming to me,
it's coming like the same
hold on,
reason.
Hold on. Leave that. Get back to it, okay? However, when it comes to Rabbi Oishia, Rabbi Oishia is coming to be a Mait Rabbi Chia. Why is Rabbi Oishia Mait Rabbi Chia? Are Rabbi Chia's avos any less avos than Rabbi Oishia's avos? What? So what? So what? I understand why the Tana of our Mishnah is saying, listen, these are avos. They have told us. They're mefurish in the Torah. Whatever. I understand why you're being mamayit. But why is Rabbi Oishia being mamayit Rabbi Chia? Rashi and Tosfos both address this. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela minyana de Rabbi Chia limute mai, says Rashi, deloi machshiv bahadayhu. Rashi says that I'm not machshiv it together with my avos. Tosfos says similar. Tosfos says minyana tana minyana lemute, hay lemute lav mishum de less leder Rabbi Chia. The mute of Rabbi Oishia is not because he doesn't hold of Rabbi Chia. In other words, the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold of Rabbi Oishia. The Tana of our Mishnah does not hold of Rabbi Oishia. But Rabbi Oishia holds a Rabbi Chia because the Tana of Mishnah is doing a different type of avos. I'm doing that avos. You're doing this avos. So I'm limute. Tana of Mishnah is limute Rabbi Oishia. But Rabbi Oishia is not coming limute Rabbi Chia. Elo kiloimar limute dilo airi bahu. I'm not talking about that. We're not talking about klasa lo kam airi. We're not talking about that. Is there any difference in what we're talking about? We're not talking about? No. That's not the avos we're talking about. I understand the Tana of our Mishnah is a whole different type of avos. Avos behedya dikatoldos. That's being mamayit Rabbi Oishia. But is Rabbi Oishia being mamayit Rabbi Chia? Not really. So Rashi and Tosfos both address the way Rashi says it is. Rashi says dlo machshiv bahadayu. He's not machshiv it. Tosfos says dlo airi bahu. Similar. Rashi's maybe a little bit more stronger. It's like that's not choshiv enough. It sounds like in Rashi almost like knas is not as choshiv as mammon. And then maybe that's he's making the Hagdoras as Taka, one's more chashiv. And then Hezekah, that's Minkura, is more chashiv, Hezekah, Deloy Minkura. Loy Machshiv Bahadayu, I'm not Machshivit.
Why do you have to say our Mishnah doesn't hold
the
Rav Chia?
He holds that they're Chayiv, but he doesn't hold they belong in Avos.
And Rashi holds the Rav Chia's.
Why not?
The
Gemara
says they do go in Avos. It says Mavim Ta'ad.
What?
The Gemara says the Mishnah does hold all the things Rav Chia mentioned. Because the
Mavah
includes everything that he mentioned.
Right.
So it is included.
Yeah, Nachalami. So he's not Machshav. Well, all those things are not Nechshav Avos. Their own Avos. All those things are not Nechshav, their own Avos.
So the Gemara can call them Av.
Huh?
You say, well, the Gemara says
Mavah,
it means to say
Adam, call me the Adam, everything is Nechlal and Adam over there, and that's the one Av. There's no other Avos that we're going to separate and make them into their own Avos. The Takanat, their own Avos.
It simply means that if I, for all these things,
are right. Right, right. Al Koponim. So the Gemara says, Tana Lemute Mai. Says the Gemara, Lemute Moiser, according to Rabbi Chia, Lemute Mai, Lemute Moiser Umefagel. It's coming to be Mayat, two cases, Moiser and Mefagel. What are these cases? Says Rashi. Meiser, Malshin, Shemeiser Maman Chaver Eloi Kochavim. He's Malshin, which means he gives over the Maman of his friend to a guy. That's a Meiser. And therefore, he should be chayv to pay back the money that he caused him to lose. The Rabbeinu Chananel says a little bit, he says that case, and he says another case also. Meiser is chaver Eloi Kochavim v'nenash. He gives over his friend to Eloi Kochavim and the person gets punished. Oi, Meiser Maman Chaver Eloi Kochavim. So Rabbeinu Chananel says another case over here of Meiser, where you give over your friend, it sounds like the person is getting bodily harm. That's what it sounds like. Meiser is where a person is going to get bodily harm. Or he gets monetary harm. Rashi doesn't mention bodily harm. I'm not sure if that's going to be a regular case of Meiser, you're going to be chayiv, especially if Nezek and Tsar are Knas, like the Rambam. So if I'm Meiser someone and he gets Nezek and Tsar from a guy, so then I'm going to have to pay?
To this Meiser, you don't never know what could happen.
What?
You never know what could happen with Meiser.
You never know.
Him over to the guy.
You never know. But now the Meiser, something happens. I have to pay. How much do I have to pay? So if I might mechayiv mamon, but let's say he's Meiser and then he gets Malkus, right? So he has a lot of tsar. Do I have to pay the tsar? I caused him that someone else should be mechayiv knas. They would be chayiv. Tsar is only knas. So what, I didn't cause you any loss.
You giving him over, you knew that he would be subject to anything.
Say that.
But doesn't matter.
So you're a very good, no, very bad, no good, dirty, rotten scoundrel. But what, are you chayiv to pay for that? I didn't cause him any hefsid. As a matter of fact, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So now he's better. He's better than he was before. So in Shamayim, am I considered this in Avera? But to be mechayiv you mamon, maybe Rashi says you're not chayiv mamon when you cause someone to be nanash. Don't know.
Is Rebbe saying it's grama, or Rebbe is just saying that it's just too
no,
high?
No, I'm saying that a grama on a hefsid, you're going to be chayiv. Right. But it's not a grama on a hefsid, it's a grama on something that if a person would do it, he'd only be chayiv knas. Vice versa, it's not a hefsid. It's a grama on a grama, kilo.
It's to say that it's just too far to be.
It's not because it's not necessarily because it's too far. I didn't cause you hefsid. A person got pained. Pain is not hefsid. So Nezek and Tzar is only knas.
It's a knas.
It's knas going to the Rambam.
It's not an inherent thing.
Going to Rambam, Nezek and Tzar is knas. We don it as mamon because when the Torah is mechayiv you, we said the Torah is saying you have to pay for whatever damage he had. We're going to quantify it and say you're going to have to pay it. But be'etzem, it's not hefsid. So I was goyrim for someone else to do nezek and tzar to you. Why do I have to pay for that? Am I a bad person? A bad person. Bush is for sure knas. The shaila is ripui and shevis would be the shaila. That would be the shaila. What about ripui and shevis? Akoponim. I don't know why Rashi doesn't say this here. Says, what's the case of Mefagel? Says Rashi, Koyein sheshochat korbono shel Yisrael chatos l'shum shlamim v'in a korban oil l'chubis b'ilim v'tzorech acher. Says Rashi, the case of Mefagel is where he shechted a korban that's supposed to be a chatos and he shechted it l'shem shlamim. Now that's not the classic case of Mefagel, my friends. The classic case of Mefagel is a person does something chutz l'zmanoi. That's the regular case of Mefagel. Why over here is Rashi saying that Mefagel is this person does something the shame shlamim? So there's three mahalachim that I saw in the Achronim to answer this question. The most basic mahalach is that
what's the basic case of
Mefagel? A Kohen thinks to do something chutz lizmanoi. I'm going to shech this to eat it for the next 5 days. You're not allowed to eat it for 5 days. I'm shechting it to I'm doing it because I'm going to be makrovit after tomorrow. You don't have to be makrovit tonight. You're thinking chutz lizmano. You're thinking about something that not it's the wrong carbon, but to do the wrong thing with the carbon. So the first answer that many of the Achronim say over here is that this Rashi is lav dafka. If you look in the Gemara over there, Rashi is really just quoting the language of the Gemara, and the Gemara ends up making a correction as to what the real case of Mefagel is. Rashi doesn't really mean this at all. Even though Rashi says it, he's really just trying to reference the Gemara. That's one pshat. The Shikta Mekubetzes says a different pshat. He says Rashi is coming to teach you a chiddush. Even though there's a lot of korbanas going on, and it's very normal for a kohen to think the wrong korban, shlomim, chatas, forgot, I got confused, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Right? It's an honest, innocent mistake. Therefore, what? What is that doing on purpose? No. Still, I would think I would think maybe you're potter, because the kohen's doing because of the riboy korbanos, all the korbanos going on. If he thinks chutz lizmano, what type of fool thinks chutz lizmano? That's a wrong thing to do. That's intentional. That will end up. That's obviously either malice or he's an amaretz. Either way, he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. But if he thinks shlamim and chatzis, he got confused. What do you want from him? What? So why are you taka chayiv? The chiddush is Adam Muad La'ilam, which I don't know what the chiddush of Adam Muad La'ilam. Stach Adam Muad La'ilam. We all know Adam Muad La'ilam. What? What? That Adam Muad La'ilam? Or that you're chai b'chlam machshava? Hold on a second. It's two different things. It's two different things. You want to say the chiddush is maybe you shouldn't be chai if you're machshava. It's not your machshava. It's your shchita that you did. You did a shchita with the machshava. But that's not what he's saying. The chiddush is I would think that it's a shaygeg. And Shagig would be Pater. Why would you think Shagig Pater? It's Mefush Mishnah, Adam would lie to him, and Arvin Yashim, and Shagig Mimaze. Like, what's the Kiddush?
Maybe we think only if you damage a person, somebody else, Adam would, but if you damage someone else's thing, maybe not.
Because we said it's a Shi and the Shmira, and Shagig is.
Because Shoigig. Maybe. In other words, maybe over here this is something to do with Yashim. Maybe over here it's something. I was thinking something else. Is that a person that's working for you, it doesn't have a shem mazik. I wasn't mazik, you asked me to do it. LMI, it was an accident, it's a discussion of a shomer can have a shem mazik, shomer does something by accident. This person, maybe it's only mitzad, the pshi and the shmira, I would think that a shogeg, because it's takapater, pshi and the shmira, if it's ayin is gomor.
Also, the mice, he didn't pass the carbon.
That's another thing. So the third thing over here is perhaps, is over here, what? He's not a shomer, he's a payel. A payel doesn't have a din mazik. If I'm working for you and I break something by accident, so then I'm putter. I adam ul laylam, because I'm not called a mazik. Yeah, I'm working for you. I'm not, a mazik is I'm damaging you. I'm working for you. It's like I'm an extension of you. Over here, the client is working for you. He did it by accident. What do you want from the guy? It was an accident. So over there, there was a chid, the havami that you talk, going to be putter.
So then why aren't you putter? We know that.
Because over here, it could be that when a person doesn't do anything wrong, it just breaks, then you're potter. But over here, you did something wrong. So you were mafkia yourself from being a poil by shachting it wrong. Kayan, you got to stay on your game. I was an accident. Too bad. It's too bad. If you would have stayed on your game and somehow it would have broken on its own, then your taka would be potter.
So the ruling of potter when your owner is there is only when you broke.
Not when your owner is there, when you're working for him.
When you're working for him is only when you only when it breaks on its own.
Right. Correct. That's what we would be saying over here. Yeah. And you could say something else in Rashi, which Rashi is meramis too, is that when a person thinks of machshavas pigel on a carbon, the carbon is 100% unadulterated pasul. So the carbon is totally messed up. Nothing to do with it anymore. Mashenkin, when a person thinks of a carbon that's supposed to be a chatas, and he thinks that it's to be a shlamim, so the carbon's still a good carbon. Just what it says over there is, Eino oila, the first Mishnah in Zvachim, is Eino oila lebailum, which means the Lashon of Rashi here is that tzarech acher, you need another one. It doesn't say puzzle. The carbon is not puzzle. It's just tzarech acher. So therefore, I didn't really puzzle the carbon machlal. So you have a carbon. So yeah, I have to bring another one. Okay, no, that's enough to be machayev you that you should have to pay for the entire carbon. If he changes the zman, it's full pigle, real pigle. The carbon's puzzle. But over here, well, all he did was think for it for a different lishma. So then, because staman lishma, whatever the rate is over there, over the carbon is etzem kosher. It's just tzarech acher. It's a lashon of Rashi. Tzarech acher. Still, you're gonna have to pay.
This is not pigle.
Says the Gemara, it's coming the mute meiser umefagel. Frankly, more of a listening. So why don't we talk a write them? Why are we being memait them? Bishlam mefagel bekachim lo kamayri. I understand mefagel. We're not talking about kachim. We know kachim is not. We're not involved in kachim. All of a sudden, kachim is a different hagdor. Ela meiser my time aloy tani. Says the Gemara, shani meiser di dibura lo kamayri. But what's yishemra di dibura hu vektani. But Hashem is also a dibur, and still you said it. So what dibur dispe ma'isahu? That's a dibur that has a ma'isa with Hashem. Rashi says the ma'isa is the be'ila. So he says maybe the ma'isa is that you have to hire Edim to concoct this story, to make up the story. Akoponim, there's a ma'isa over here. Says the Gemara.
Could be a Meiser also.
What?
It could be a Meiser because of what he did now.
Meiser of what?
Of him getting damaged, or whatever it is.
What about Mama?
No, but he didn't do a Meiser. He just said something to the...
Same thing.
A Meiser will happen, but he didn't do anything.
Do you get... It's only once they were punished him, or...
Yes, yes. Yeah. What are you going to pay if they didn't punish him?
That
he's
punished.
And still it says in the Mishnah, says the Gemara Hasama, I forgot the Lespe Maisa, Achmana Karya Maisa. Even though it's not a Maisa, the Torah calls it a Maisa. Where it says that's called a Maisa. Comes along the Netziv and Merume Sade. We brought it in the Oitzim of Rosh Hashanah just because it's a little bit cleaner there than it is inside in the Sefer. And he asked the following question. Whenever the Pasuk dubs something Maisa, it has significance not just to whether you write it in a Braisa or don't. If you dub something a Maisa, it actually gives it a status of a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. What would be the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, would you get Malkus? For example, the Gemara speaks about a woman that Isha Shenivala. The Gemara says, even though she doesn't do a Maisa, because Isha Karka Oilam, still, Rachmana Karya Maisa. The Torah labels it Maisa. It says, V'nichnersu Anfashas Ha'oisis. It's called a Maisa. Therefore, this is considered as if the Isha did a Maisa. So over here, if the Pasuk says, V'sisim L'kashazomam La'asois, what would we say? The Torah is calling it a Maisa. This should be considered a Maisa. Frek the Netzivim Rumei Sadeh. So why does the Gemara Makas Tav Beis Amad Beis say that Enim Zayim is a Lav She'ein Boy Maisa and you don't get Malkus? It's Rachmana Karya Maisa. Now don't get me wrong, you do get Malkus in the end, but not because of that. You get Malkus because of its Tzdikus Atzadik Vishuas Arusha. The Gemara says it's a Lav She'ein Boy Maisa and like in a Lav. That's why you need its Tzdiku. But why is it Lav She'ein Boy Maisa? It's Lav She'ein Boy Maisa because the pasuk calls it Vasisim Lakash Zomam Lasois. And that's what our Gemara is saying. Rachmana Karya Maisa. The Rachman is calling it a Maisa. Azoy frekt the Netzivim Rumei Sada. So I think Rabbi said the Teretz is as follows. If you translate the pasuk is not really saying that he did something. The Rachman says Vasisim Lakash Zomam. Zomam. The Mechayiv is the Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam Lasois. Vasisim lo kasha zom, like he plotted to do. It was all in the plot. So what are we seeing from the pasuk kasha zom lasos? So we're saying that in the zmama, what does the Gemara mean over here? In the zmama, we look at it as if he did it. Vasisim lo kasha zomam lasos, as if he did it. But that's only insofar as you're mechayev mitzad the zmama. Be'etzem, he didn't do anything. It's all a zmama. And we're not saying that the zmama is an asiya. We're saying that when we're mechayev the zmama, we're mechayev as if he did it. So therefore, that's going to be nechshav in the kasher zomam. It's nechshav amaisa. But klape, the lav of the, or the avera of loisana. Loisana is lav shem amaisa. No one said that the zmama is a maisa. Kasher zomam, in the zmama, it's kasher zomam lasois. We're going to see the zmama as if he was doing it. But the zmama itself is not a maisa. Doesn't say kasher osa. By the isha, it says, v'nichusu ha'nefash osa oisais. She did it. She didn't, it's like she did it. It doesn't say v'asisim lo kasher osa. It says kasher zomam. Zomam is not an osa.
Zomam is not a
maisa. We're saying that klape the tashlum, when we're going to be machayev you kasher zomam. So what are we machayev you? For what you plotted to do, for what you did. It's where nechshav kilu you did it. When we're machayev you kasher zomam. Because in loisane it's not because of kasher zomam. Loisane is because what did you do? Nothing. You testified. We want to give you Malkus. We're not giving you Kasher Zomam. We're giving you Malkus. In the Malkus, there's no Asa. In the Malkus, just Dibor. We weren't Machshav the Dibor as if it was an Asa. We're Machshav the Zmama as if it happened. It's in the Zmama. That's in the virtual reality glasses. When we put those on, whoa, look what happened. Look what he did. He did that. When we put the glasses on, he did. He didn't really. So in the Loisane, he didn't do anything.
For the Tashlum, not for the
Because that's in the Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam, Lasos. In the Kasher Zomam, it's Lasos. But outside of the Kasher Zomam, nothing happened. Take off the glasses, nothing happened. Okay. Zokti Gemara Vayter. Bishlam la Tana Didon, Tana Avos Mechal Dika Toldos. It's good, the Tana of our Mishnah. It says Avos is called Avos Mechal Dika Toldos. El Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Ishia, Avos Mechal Dika Toldos to the same. My new. What are the Toldos? There's no Toldos. These other, these have Toldos? And says the Gemara, Amar Avavo, Kulam Ka Avos Leshalemi Meitav. My taima asya tachas nesina yishalem kesef. They're all learned from different psukim, and from these psukim, we're going to learn each one of them that they're going to have told us. Says Rashi. Rashi says, "Michlal deika told us kide parshinon leel lechol chad vechad negifa neshicha lekaren mischacha bekaisel anasa told the shein vechen kula." So Rashi only gives us two examples. He gives us Karen, and he gives us Shane. What about Regel? Does Regel have a Tolda?
Sure.
Does Bar have a Tolda?
Maybe.
Does Bar has a Tolda? I'm not saying Kino Masah, Shani Chavish Sarabim. Does Adam have a Tolda? Does Kichav and Nigo, is it a Tolda?
We had a, remember we saw Machlekes in
that. Machlekes between Riff and... Rashi seems to say Mefurish, there's a Tolda. We have a Rashi that says there's a Tolda. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Kinefashin la'el l'chol chad v'chad, every single one of them. Negif neshich l'keren, eschach v'esol l'shein, v'chein l'kulam. L'kulam, Rashi stresses twice. Adam also has Toldas.
Maybe Adam wasn't in Mishnah.
What?
Maybe Adam wasn't in Mishnah.
According to one man, Omer, it's not in Mishnah. Maveh. Yeah, okay, but we're saying, you know, according to that man, Amar, the rest of the Gemara would say, that's not a Bishlam. Rashi seems to say they all have told us. It's not Shver, Rashi says they all have told us. Because I think there was different Pshatim in Rashi back then, right? Different
almost,
people said Pshatim. What?
Also, Avos Mechal. Like,
yeah, but there's some Rishonim that hold there are no told us of Adam.
That's the Chiddush. Like, it's really not crazy for Rashi.
Yeah, no, I've had it. It's the Pashtus is that there's told us. But the Chor, it's the Furish and Rashi that there are told us. I think there was different Yukim and Rashi over there, Mikan Lakan. I wasn't here when you said it, but that's what I remember. Hainu Adam Gufay Vechayev. Vidik Vechayev and it's Kyoitzaboy, Hainu Adam Gufay, is it Adam Amish?
Why is Rashi on the pick too?
Who did? Rashash?
Rashash is Adam Gufay, so it's not Toldo.
Right.
And Adam says Vechayev.
Right. So we have Lachoyra is arrived from this Rashi. Vechen Kulam, Rashi says. It says twice, Kochad Vechayev Vechen Kulam. Why does he only bring those two as those are the first two in the Gemara? I guess that's why. The Kitzis says the Gemara, we learn it out from Tachas Nesini Yishalim Kesef, we learn that all of them have Pei Meita. Rashi goes through, it's an exhaustive list of why each one, all of these different things from Rosh and Abchia, they all Pei Meita. They all have one of these psukim, either Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim, or Kesef. There's one example that one of them really doesn't have a pasuk. And it's a real stretch. What's that? Eid Zayman. It's even more of a stretch. I think Eid Zayman is the biggest stretch. We're going to focus on Eid Zayman for now. And we'll get back to Boishas a different time. Why is Eid, what's the pasuk of Eid Zayman, says Rashi?
It's learned out from Eid Zayman.
Oh, I
got
it.
How do you know that everything's learned from Shem and Rego?
Hold off. This. Okay. So, what's the makar over here for Eid Zayman?
Nefesh
b'nefesh. Tachas nesini shalom kesef. Which word? Tachas nesini shalom kesef. It's tachas. It's ki'ilu. It says tachas. Ki'ilu. It says tachas. It doesn't say tachas. It says nefesh b'nefesh. It's ki'ilu. It says tachas. As a matter of fact, we were medayik the fact that it doesn't say tachas is the raya that it's only kasher zomim lo kasher asa. It's dafka because it doesn't say tachas. There's a difference between nefesh benefesh and nefesh tachas nefesh. Okay, Rashi. The Gan Rava on the pasuk, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. I mentioned the Shikha. I said it in Shir also. I think. Yeah, I think it was the Gan Rava. I think.
Even when Rashi says it's kilu, it says tachas, is because it nefesh benefesh is explaining tachas.
It's the same thing. It's it doesn't mean that it's like you have the word tachas.
Saying that it should
same
be
idea
there.
Of tachas.
Yeah.
Okay. You're good. The Riva argues on Rashi. The Riva says, no, there's no pasuk. Do you want to know why a zayman pays idias? Because if he's zomam to give someone idias, then what's going to be kasha zomam? Idias. That's why. You don't need a pasuk to tell me you get idias. You get idias because if you were zomam to make someone chayiv idias, what do you get? Idias. Continues the Riva. And if you were zomam to someone zibarius, what's going to be the din? Zibarius. We're saying Idzayim pays Idias? No, only in that case. Doesn't mean always. In that case, he's going to pay Idias. In Achanam, he won't pay Idias over there. He doesn't like it.
It's talking about only Idzayim Zayman that tried to make
Idias. Idzayim doesn't really pay Meitav ever.
It grata pays Meitav. It doesn't mean it comes out that there are certain cases that doesn't. Why are you calling it? This is the Machlokas Riva and Rashi. Tosis weighs in. In the meantime, Rashi seems to say, where's the Makor you pay Meitav from where? From a special pasuk, Tachas. Doesn't say Tachas as if it says Tachas. And the Riva says, no, you don't need a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? It's learnt out from the fact that if you're Zomam on Idias, you're going to pay Idias. Oh, okay. We have all these kashas that could ask on the Riva. Shaila, what's the machlokes Rivan and Rashi? Tosfos also comes in.
Riva was the one that said in Tosfos that there's only one case of Eid Muzayim that's a good case and
right.
Has nothing to do with Idias or Zibaris. It has to do with Bedavka, Efshe B'Chazar.
What'd you say?
In Tosfos before Eid Muzayim, Riva was the one that said that Eid Muzayim, when we say it, is only talking about one case
right.
Where it's Efshe B'Chazar.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with Idias or Zibaris.
Why not? Efshe b'chazor, but it didn't.
Because Riva is saying that if you were zaman for him to pay idias, then you would pay idias. That's what we're saying.
Right.
But then that's not efshe b'chazor.
It's efshe b'chazor. It doesn't mean that he gave it back. It was only efshe b'chazor. Think about it. So hold up, okay? Okay, Rabbi said. I'd like to suggest the machlekes. There's two ways to go in this machlekes. I'm going to go this way. A small hakdama to din meitav. What's the gedder of din meitav? In other words, a person is mazik someone $100. What's the best way to pay him back? $100? Mazik $100, $100. The problem is you don't got $100. So now what he's going to do is he's going to pay back karka. How much karka does he have? What type of karka does he have to give back? What type of karka? The halacha is you have to pay meitav. Right? Now listen to this carefully. Is meitav a chelek of the chiyuv, or is meitav the oifin atashlumin of the chiyuv? In other words, as follows: is meitav the pshat? I'll mark you $100. I have to give you back $100 meitav. If I give you cash, no problem. I don't give you cash meitav, and that was already the chiyuv. That's the chiyuv that of the original chiyuv mitchila. Where is the pshat? I was mazik $100, I'll pay you $100. Give me a meitav, that's not for now. After I put a chiyuv on you $100, now let's see, you can't pay? Oh, you can't pay. So let's figure out where to get the money from. That's the oifin hatashlumin. It's not the etzem chiyuv. It's two different ways of understanding meitav. It's very possible a nafgamina is going to be as follows. I mean, this is spitz meitav road. What happens if there's properties that were there b'shas the hezek that are not there b'shas the tashlumin, or properties that weren't there b'shas the hezek and are there b'shas the tashlumin? If meitav is a din in the chiyuv, maybe you lock in your meitav when the hezek happens. But if meitav is just a din, and listen, you don't have money, okay, so then give me meitav. Then when you're coming to pay, you're coming to pay. Let's talk about it now. Okay, I don't have the money, I want to pay, so let's look at my meitav. If meitav is the original chiyuv, locked in meitav, maybe that depends on the time of hezek. We're going to have to see that. We'll have to see. That might be in the machlokas, in the gemaras, other things. But on the surface, this can be a pesach to a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rifa. How is that? The Riva says, listen, Kasha Zomam includes Meitav. Meitav, not Meitav. It's all included in Kasha Zomam. Because that's the Chiyuv. You are Mechayev him $100 Meitav. What are we going to be Mechayev you? $100 Meitav. You're Mechayev $100 Zibiris. What are we going to be Mechayev you? $100 Zibiris. That's Kasha Zomam. And Rashi says, no, whoa, whoa, whoa. Kasha Zomam is you Mechayev $100, Mechayev you $100. Now what do you pay? I don't know. What does an Eid Zomim pay? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, we have Xerxes Akasiv tells us, Tachas, that you're going to pay me Meitav. I need a puzzle to tell me you pay Meitav. Just because I was Mechayev Zomam on you, that your Tashlim was going to be me Meitav, what does that have to do with my Chiyuv? L'choira, that can be a beer in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva. Now, Tosfos is the trick. I went this way on. Let's see Tosfos inside. Tosfos says, if it's a free mafik, boishes me vakatzoyes es kapa v'loy mesachoyes eincha. V'yolav me'edim zoyim d'chsiv l'sochas eincha. That's why Yaakov said that this is the most tricky. V'ein lomishu k'zeh yishav v'gemur medil ha'kamar asya tachas nesina eincha. V'edim zoyim imim, pirash rashi, d'chsiv b'hu nefesh b'nefesh. Says Tosfos, v'tzarech loymar, da'afilu im he'idu al shor tam shehiz hizik. Oh, he'idu ploini chayev l'ploini mona. The dino b'ziboyris, dimashal mimi meitav. Says Tosis, you have to say that's even if the original Zmama was on Ziboyris that you pay, you're going to pay meitav. Dimratza l'chayvoy acherim mi meitav, ein tzarech kro, dimekashe zomam nafka, dischayvu mi meitav. Says Tosis, without any tachas, without any other pasuk, whatever you want to call it, nefesh benefesh, whatever it is, I know already if I'm zomam on meitav, what's going to be the punishment on him? Meitav. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me? Must be coming even in a case when I'm zomam not on meitav. My din is going to be to pay meitav. Shaila is as follows. If you learn that it's nichlal in the zmama, I'm zomam meitav, therefore I pay you meitav, that would mean if I'm zomam, my zmama is ziboris, what should I have to pay? Ziboris, says the Riva. If you're going to be mechayev me more than ziboris, then it's more than my zmama. You can't be mechayev someone more than there's mama. Bidon kasha zomam. Not more. Elamai, it's not a chelik of my zmama. I was zomam on mama, and the fact that afterwards there's a oifen a tashlumin of meitav, that's not in my zmama. So the mehechatesi, just because I'm zomam on idius, then I have to pay idius. So he says, there's a svara, zomam idius, pay idius. Why? Because that's your zmama. And the chiddush of the pasuk is, even if you're zomam on ziboris, you're going to have to pay idius. How do I pay idius? It's more than my zmama. You mechayev me more than my zmama. So Tosfos somehow makes some sort of combination between Rashi and Riva. We were saying Rashi and Riva are arguing on whether or not the din idius is a chelik of the zmama or not. Tosfos says misvara it is, but then after the pasuk you can even include idius. How do you do that? That's the shaila. Tosfos, the Meiri has a whole different pshat. The Meiri is over here, which. Maybe we'll try tonight to do, but I think that the Tayelis, the next sugya is really the biggest sikum we could possibly do over here on the first parak of Baba Kama, which is the sugya which we're going to start of the Lo Hareis, which Beis Hashem we will beginning tomorrow.